This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, thanks again for joining us on this somewhat cold but clear and beautiful Saturday morning. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne, and in fact around the world and perhaps even on the moon, this is Joy 94.9. Streaming online at joy.org.au. They could be listening from the space station.
On the moon.
If they've got the Joy app. And it's available, we are available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. And remember, this is progressive, independent, current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. And this morning, and of course I'm Macca, my co-host this morning is the busiest 60-plus man in the world. Here comes the dulcet...
You don't need to give away my age, Macca.
Here come the dulcet tones of our...
Can't we have a little bit of privacy?
Oh, well, everyone knows. So the dulcet tones of our human version of the Parthenon, Tass, is with us. Paul is on panel. Ben is on social media. Gordon
and Fiona's having a break.
Gordon will be doing our podcasting. Now, sometime in the next month, Tass, the 2 millionth, 500,000th podcast will be...
Two and a half million podcasts.
Yeah.
Now, are they all Sat Mag?
No.
Oh. Well, tell, how many of those were Sat Mag then?
I think about 18%.
Jeez.
Yeah. So is it...
So it's about 450,000.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But, you know, that 2.5 million, yeah, that is, it's a huge number, and it's recognition of the breadth of the content on the world's first LGBTIQI full-time radio station. You know, we have the repository of the most recorded LGBTQI plus content...
In the world?
In the world.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And even on the moon. And look, today, we've got a great show.
I'm not surprised, Macca, because, yeah, during the week, a number of people actually said to me that some of our podcasts with some of our guests were actually doing the circle.
Yes.
People are actually listening to them and saying, listen to what so-and-so said on Sat Mag. I was a bit chuffed to hear that, to be quite honest.
Well, okay. Let's
No names.
But let's... last Saturday, a couple of Joy members came in to collect a prize. And, you know, we said, oh, you know, how can we help you? We've come to get a prize. But one of the guys said...
That was Tony and Christian, remember?
Yes, and said, I wanted to see my favourite show on Joy in pre-production.
Wow.
And, you know, listens to it every week and, you know, loves what we hear. And then we're out at dinner on Thursday night.
With the former treasurer.
The former treasurer of Joy, who's also on the board of Omeo Health.
He is.
Which are embarking on a rainbow tick accreditation process. Actually, on Monday, they've got a staff meeting about that, you know, to introduce it and start the process.
But a big cheerio.
A big cheerio.
To Boyd and Dean.
And
we met them at the dinner.
And we saw,
I mean, what lovely guys they were.
And Pets with Pride, and let's, I'll be open here, Pets with Pride are a Joy sponsor, and I'm going to be buying a new collar for Patch. I saw Smurf is Elle's dog. Smurf, is that his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, Tass doesn't like dogs. Anyway, had this really camp
collar. I had a lovely Diamante necklace.
I know. So
this big butch black dog with this sort of...
A boxer. You
know, it was a like a full Diamante sort of collar.
Yeah.
It was quite cute.
Yeah, it would have been quite appropriate on Little Britain. And
it would never work on Macca or I.
No. And they were saying that they listen to Saturday Magazine.
Yeah, they do. Boyd in particular says it's his favourite show.
Yeah.
He's actually tuning in today, and I've already sent him one cheerio, but here's a second cheerio. Hello, Boyd.
There you go.
And you did promise us a dinner party in your house. I am looking forward to that.
I wonder whether I can bring Patch.
Well, you'll have to ask Boyd.
Yeah. Perhaps for a fitting for the collar.
Mm. Yeah. And Dean's a makeup artist, Macca.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He could do a lot of work on us.
Oh, God, I need us.
So, look.
What's on the show
today,
Macca?
We've got a big show today. So, coming up shortly is Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation.
Yeah, we love Misha.
We're going to talk about... Actually, we've got a couple of segments, actually three segments today on the federal budget. So, Misha will talk to us about that and some other topics as it comes to him. Stop rubbing your hands, Macca. Picking up by the microphone. Nikki Barth, who is the CEO of LGBTI Health Australia.
Formerly known as the National LGBTI Health Alliance.
Health Alliance. So Nikki's going to talk to us about the budget from an LGBTI perspective, so that should be a short segment.
Well, I'd like to unpack it with Nikki.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of... look, I've been sarcastic.
No, you're absolutely right.
Then at around 10:45... 10 to 11, Tass and Paul and I, we're going to have a chat about quarantine flights, etc., how that's coming along or not coming along. And we welcome your views there on air at joy.org.au or 0427569949. After 11, a little bit of an op-ed from me. Following that, Marissa DiBattista, who's the CEO and founder of Second Chance Animal Rescue. Now, they're actually running an appeal called Guardian Angel. It's around tax time, so donations will be tax deductible. And having a rescued greyhound myself, and knowing many other people that have rescued pets, this is a really important thing. And
seriously distracted by a comment from young Danny.
Oh, what does it say?
There's every reason why other people would reference your show. Pound for pound in radio, the interviews are way more beneficial in understanding issues rather than short snap commentary, says Danny, quote for quote.
Well, thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danny. Sometimes, Danny, it's hard. Most of our segments are between 9 and 13 minutes. And sometimes it's a bit difficult to fill the 13 minutes when people are as boring as batshit.
and sometimes you just think, where has that 26 minutes gone?
Oh my God! You know, we've run out of time.
Yeah, it's awkward when you have a guest who and you think, what do I ask you now? I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
It doesn't happen very often. It's pretty rare.
It doesn't happen very often. As you know, Macca, I'm interested in most things.
Oh yeah, Tass is very tolerant, and. Except when he doesn't agree with people, then he's like, I'm just going to...
Boyd says that Patch is definitely on the invite list for the
dinner. Oh, Patch is on the invite list. He will be so happy, Boyd. Thank you. Thank you.
Macca, who else do we have on?
Tass actually allowed us to bring Patch to his and Ian's country estate. And I kept thanking Tass for it. And I again say thank you because... You know, we didn't want to sort of leave him alone for most of the day. So thank you again, Tass. It was very gracious of you.
There's a really funny message here from Wayne from Brisbane. My sister has a retired greyhound named Moose. Wish you could receive MMS.
Well,
Macca, who else have we got on the show? Get on with it.
You can actually send it to 0427569949.
Do we get them?
And then, yeah. Oh, actually, yeah.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Send it to a tweet at SatMagJoy949. Sorry, then at 11:29, Josh Burns, the Labor federal member for McNamara. We're going to have a chat.
For another budget debrief?
Another budget debrief. In fact, we've probably gone over budget. There we go. Then we have Spiro Economopoulos. The MQFF Regional Roadshow. Regional and rural.
He's always very...
engaging.
Engaging, I think.
And he knows his stuff.
Oh, and he loves what he does. So
he does.
I always love his enthusiasm. It's quite magnetic.
It's actually boundless.
Now, so, Macca, apart from the budget, a couple of other things have happened this week, just very quickly.
Yep.
We do know that the Victorian Pride Centre is almost complete, but...
so is the Western Ring Road.
But there has been another delay, which is a little bit unfortunate. We might try to get Justine in the next week or two.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And of course, the other big news, Macca, is that the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission have now announced the appointment of a new commissioner to commence on the 1st of June.
Yes,
and that is
Ro Allen,
and
for LGBTQI plus communities, 6 years.
Our champion, Macca.
She has done that role. She's moved the benchmark in terms of recognition and support and acknowledgement of our very, very broad communities.
And Macca, you know,
awesome.
The
awesome
one
job.
Thing that I want to see as a result of the work that Ro has done in her capacity as LGBTIQ plus communities commissioner is to embed in everyday administration and management and processes inclusiveness for our community.
Well, do you know what I want to see?
What's that?
There's one thing that I want to see, and Ro will potentially play a role in this, and to all the government ministers that are listening, I want to see discrimination against us in religious institutions made illegal. And if those institutions don't want to do it, don't give them any of our money. Don't fund them if they discriminate against us. And if that means they close, tough titties.
Maybe we need to do a series on this topic, Macca, because I think this is a bit
not negotiable.
I think we need to bring in some experts and talk it through, because most people wouldn't know what this really
It'll
means.
Take courage, but we need to do it.
Okay, we not need
for
to
us,
take,
for
we
the people who follow us, for the children who are being born now into our community and part of our community. We need to fix this.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.